Oi, you. It's time for another episode of Dorothy and the Dealer. Let's tune into the conversation.
Achoo.
Jing, 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 jingling, ding, 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 bing, bong, bing.
What's your favorite Christmas song?
Is that even a song?
Ding, 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 dong, ding, you know.
I don't have a favorite
Christmas. For a sleigh ride together with you, doodling, ding, dong, ding.
I don't really have a favorite Christmas song. Well, I'm never good at thinking of things. Like every time we come off
these podcasts. Well, you used to play in the church at Christmas time.
You don't let me answer.
No, you just told me.
I used to play in church. What's your favorite one to play? There were so many, but every time I go off and we finish recording, I'm like, I should have said that on the podcast. That's always been my favorite thing, and I never remember. But anyway, I don't remember a favorite Christmas song right now this minute.
Yeah.
But I remember my favorite Christmas album because we played it all the time.
Was it Italian?
No, it was Kenny Rogers and Anne Murray. So one side of it was Anne Murray, the other side was Kenny Rogers, and I loved the songs on there. And it's not Christmas unless I play that album. So
really,
I have it on vinyl now, and I play it at Christmas time.
And what's your favourite song on there?
I don't have one, but there's a lot of
Islands in the Stream.
That was Kenny Rogers and Dolly Parton.
No one in between. It's just you and me.
That's totally the wrong words.
But I never realised. I got these earphones on because we're doing our podcast differently. I never realised how much of an amazing voice I have.
Oh, my God. That's not true.
Yeah.
Please don't take up singing as a profession. Yeah. Anyway, what's your favourite Christmas song?
I really like
Jingle Bell?
No.
Jingle Bell Rock.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell,
Jingle Bell Rock.
Yeah. Well, first off, I want to say I fucking love Christmas.
I know, because I come to your house rocks. And it's the end of November.
Oh my God.
And that's when Christmas starts. And there are Christmas songs and the Christmas tree goes up at the beginning of December, I know, but there's Christmas songs. You just get into the festive. So you love it.
Love Christmas. Love. But my favourite Christmas song is Little Drummer Boy.
Sang by
Bing Crosby and David Bowie.
Oh, that comes on every year does the rounds. Yeah.
There's another one. By the Pogues and Kirsty MacColl.
I don't think I know that one.
Oh, you scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot. Merry Christmas, your arse. Pray God it's your last. And the bells for the NYPD cry were singing Galway Bay.
Anyway.
And the bells were ringing out for Christmas Day.
So it's coming up, isn't it? It's the end of the year.
Yeah. So I want to talk about Christmas.
We want to talk about Christmas. And next year.
And next year and that sort of stuff.
Well, it's really about setting up your year, isn't it?
Yeah.
Setting up life for the
It's a time of such... For most people, it's a time of such excitement and inspiration and connection and family that, you know, channeling that energy into how you want your year to roll out is a really intelligent thing to do.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Because it is about family. It is about connection. It is about, you know, giving and that sort of stuff. As much as, you know, it's a very commercial experience.
Of course, yeah.
It's a very commercial experience. The thing that horrifies me each year is obviously my kids get so many gifts. And if you're a parent, do not let your kids listen to this podcast. That's a spoiler for them. I'll say it again from this point on. Don't let your kids listen to this podcast. But if you're a kid, for parents, you know, the amount of gifts that my kids get, like it is fucking ridiculous. Like we take some of them and we literally shelve them for during the year in case the kids have any other birthdays or anything else, because we just don't use them all. But the thing that horrifies me the most is the footprint on the globe made by packaging. Oh my God. Like I sit there thinking, how much more cardboard am I going to throw out? Like how many trees? You know, what's the footprint that just this piece of plastic wrapper alone must be having on the globe? It's horrendous when you see it. So I've really started to cut it back. I've said to the rallies, you know, if you're going to do anything, I would rather you give them some money so that when they go on holidays or they're away on the boat with me, that if they're on any of the islands on Rotto, they can spend it. That's probably a wiser, smarter thing to do. Because... A lot of the time they get the gifts, you know, I love my parents, but they're cheap asses. But I love my parents, right? But, you know, they'll get them a car, you know, they think because it's an electric car, you know, I got you an electric car, and they pull the remote out and Ollie will get the car and he'll run it into one wall. The whole thing will blow up into smithereens. And then I'll be like, so, what did you pay for the car? They'll be like, oh, $5 in Red Dot. I'm like, really? Yeah, $5. I'm like, guys, don't buy them a $5 car. You're better off. You're going to get them a little remote control car. You get, don't get 50 pieces of crap. Just get them one thing that they're really going to appreciate and they're going to remember. Does that make sense? Mm. And then, you know, and or else just give them some cash because then they go away. Don't get this man cash. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So what do you guys do for Christmas?
We don't do, we only give one gift in the family. So we don't do gifts. We just do one big gift. So rather than getting one little gifts for everybody in the family, because we've got too many, mm-hmm. we do a secret Santa uh-huh. and we do one gift for one person.
Oh, that's
pretty. And then we also do a fun game that like what we do at Christmas time.
Did you ever
stuff.
Have any a competitive relative? The one that wants to get the most expensive gifts for everyone.
Well,
else.
No, it doesn't work like that. What do you mean?
Is that what you do?
No, no. Right. It just we have a limit on how much we spend. Yeah.
Right. You limit each other.
Yeah, we limit so that we're not just.
And
spending.
You Italians celebrate Christmas different. Like we do Christmas. Day. You guys do
we
Christmas
Eve and Christmas Day.
And Christmas Day, yeah. But which is the bigger day?
Christmas Eve.
Is it?
Yeah, generally Christmas right. Day is big too, but Christmas right. Eve is bigger.
And you have like the drunk uncle or the drunk auntie that always, you know, says something they shouldn't say.
Not
or
really. We don't point. Drink so much at our Christmas. Remember that Christmas that I remember that one particular Christmas. I finished up at my Christmas Eve, Christmas Day at my place.
Yep.
And then came to yours and I hadn't
drunk
anything.
We're all drunk.
I hadn't drunk anything all day. And then I had to catch up to all the Irish and it took me about half an hour and I was like, yeah, okay, I'm there because I just drank all the cocktail. Yeah.
No, anyway, no. We need to let the audience know that you're the one that turns about the party
with all the shooters
and you're the one that then systematically wipes out everybody else in the house. I can handle the shooters.
I can't handle anything
one by
else.
One, giving them B-52s or slippery nipples or quick fucks or cocksucking cowboys and you know how to make them all and you wipe everybody
I
out
do.
In the Christmas
but it's
party.
It's good fun.
It is good fun.
Okay, we're kind of really off topic.
No,
we're
not. We're
having,
it's a Christmas. This is a Christmas podcast.
Oh, I know. But we're also talking about, it is, you're right. But we're also talking about...
We'll quickly brush over that stuff.
Oh, really? Just the actual plan of what we did just totally went out the window. Okay, but no, let's talk about that because let's talk about the fact that, I mean, we do love Christmas.
Yes.
And Christmas for us is good because for me personally, the office winds down for a couple of weeks and I know that I don't really have to I don't put my mind and energy into that. I can really take that time just to be with family or just to do what I need to do, you know.
Yeah.
Having said that, though, it's really important that we set up our year and that, you know, we don't do that without having earned the right to set up our year and have the plan for what we want to have for the following year.
Yep.
And I think the reason we're talking about that, because it still relates to what we've already been talking about, because when you can do that, you can become present to what the fact that you do want to have time with your family. You do want to have a break. I'm doing the inverted commas that no one can see because we're on a podcast.
Yep.
A break in the sense of not being necessarily all our energy focus into work, right? Mm-hmm. We don't really differentiate work and everything else anyway. But in order to do that, we've got to earn the right to do that. And we earn the right to do that because we set up our year for success. We know exactly what we want to do for the following year. We know exactly where we want to head.
Yeah.
And then
the wise thing is that when everybody else is getting ready to party and wind down, what you want to be doing is getting ready to do that, but also making sure that you're ready to rev up and get some rubber on the road when it comes to January, February, you know, because that's generally what you know, you know, even in terms of building and construction and all that sort of stuff, you know, when a lot of the time, you know, people are, you know, in the real estate industry, you know, you go and say to them, what do you do January, February or December, January? Oh, we do nothing. Why? Well, because nobody's buying anything. Nobody's buying houses, nobody's buying cars. We just write those 2 months off, which is ridiculous because that's really when you want to be getting your footprint out there. That's really when you want to be building your business at that time. When everybody's doing one thing, you want to be doing the opposite because that's how you get ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I remember I was dealing with a photography company.
I was just thinking about that.
One of the owners, Dave, was saying to me, oh, you know, he specialized in taking photographs of kids.
School photographer.
And for the school photographer. And he said, our downturn is this season here. And he was like, so what do I do in this downturn? How do I handle this? What do I do? And I said, well, you want to be ramping it up at that particular time. You want to be asking yourself, because they would, in their consciousness, they just wipe it out. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I remember.
You want to be saying, no, you want to be doubling your income at that time. And I'm like, well, how do we do that? Well, we just got to think outside the square. You just got to ask yourself a bigger question. You're on the phone to me, Dave. You're asking the right person the wrong bleeding question. The question is, at that point, what do I need to do to ramp my business up? And I think one of the suggestions we made, which I think they went with, was that they were going to go into the shopping malls and have some of those photograph booths where they're taking photographs of their kids, you know, over the family photographs, that sort of stuff. That was the wisest thing to do, which I think Dave actually went and did.
So I think the point is that you've got to have a plan. You know, we work with a lot of people who, when you see their income over the year, you see, you know, a certain amount for all parts of the year, and then it comes December and January and it's dropped by 20, 30, 40% over those times of the year. And it doesn't have to be like that. So it's about figuring out, okay, well, what is it that I want? What is it that you want?
And what does your market want? What do your people want at that time period?
And then how can you go about working towards that, even if you're not physically working, or even if you're not putting all of your time into work at that time, how can you go about doing it? So what kind of questions and what kind of things
do you need to do? A cool thing to do, I was dealing with one of my clients, and she sent me over, she's one of my personal clients and a sport lifer, she'd sent me over a copy of a business plan. So I said, when I started working with her, I said, you got a business, we got to write a business plan. And so she'd sent me over a copy of her business plan. And what I noticed was in the financial plan, so she had predicted her financial outcome and her goals for each month. The first thing was each month was 15 grand, never growing. The second thing was when it came to November, December, January, she'd halved her income down to 8 grand. So I'm looking at this and I'm on the phone. I'm like, look, your plan looks great, but dudette, tell me, I'm looking at your financial plan and your financial forecast here. Tell me, why is it halving, or from 15, well, not so much halving, but going from 15 to 8 grand over these 3 months? Oh, that's my down period. Nobody's doing anything at that point. And I'm like, no, that's not what you want to be doing. You want to be doing more. You want to be asking yourself, okay, how can I get more organized, more disciplined, more focused? How can I build my business? How can I be better to my market? And then we got to talking about, you know, niching and specializing and doing deals at that particular time. And, you know, she's a coach, and setting people up for next year. So she's a CEO business coach, setting people up for next year. I said to her, really what you need to do is you need to niche yourself. Say, I'm going to take 8 people on this particular journey with me next year. The date is going to open up at this point in November. It's going to close at this point in December. And in mid-December, we're going to have our first meetup. January, we're going to get rubber on the road, blah, 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 blah. And you want to be charging, you know, each person 15K or 8 to 15K. Now we've multiplied your business, you know, increased it, at least doubled your income over that time period. And so she sat there and was like, Jesus, I never even thought of that. And I'm like, of course. You want to be niching yourself and specializing yourself. You don't want to be reaching a whole everybody. You want to just get paid by 8 high quality people to turn their lives around that year. And let's make it November, December, January is the time that we actually launch that particular product, which is what she's off doing right now. So it's just about asking yourself a bigger, deeper question.
So the bigger, deeper question is what the end result is going to be. Like, what's the end result? What are you looking for, right? Because the idea is that you want to reverse engineer it. If that's what you're looking for, well, then how can you work towards that now? And how can you be working towards that in times? See, I see this as a perfect opportunity for us, because December and January, we don't really run seminars. We've never really run seminars. We take that time to not. We do the STP in December, but we don't really. Next year, we're going to have one weekend where we're running a seminar, but we don't really use that time to run seminars. But it doesn't mean we're not working.
That's right.
It doesn't mean we're not working towards what our ultimate goal and outcome is for that year. And we use that time to really set that up. So it's really about reverse engineering it, right? It's about going, okay, well, what are the steps I need to take? If that's the end place that I want to get to, what are the steps that I need to take leading up to that in order for me to get there? And how can I maximize this time that I may not be doing some of the other things I'm normally doing because other people have gone on holiday? And how can I maximize that time for myself so that I can still have a break, but I'm still doing the highest quality outcome, highest quality action in order to get the outcome that I'm looking for.
Mm-hmm. And to get your head over that mindset, because spending is actually up at those time periods.
Mm.
Does that make sense? And look at what the larger corporations are doing at those time periods. Did you know that Santa Claus's outfit was originally green? Did you know that?
No. Yeah.
And then Coca-Cola commercialized Santa Claus and turned his outfit into the same color as a Coca-Cola bottle,
right,
which is red. So these businesses are commercializing and monopolizing.
It's like repetition.
I hope we can cut that out.
No, no, and leave it in.
Fuck you. And anyway, and monopolizing on those moments. So you have to understand, you got to treat your life like a larger corporation.
Mm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah, totally.
People are spending. Spending is up. They forecast it on the fucking news, you know, over those time periods. Spending is up. Credit card spending is up. Credit card debt is up. If people are spending at those moments, you want to be pitching and marketing your product to those people at those moments.
Mm.
It's just wise.
Mm-mm-mm.
Does that make sense? Do you know my mother used to run? This is something else I was thinking about the other day, about why the wealth principles are so important to me. My mother used to run a club. She used to have called a Christmas club.
Mm-hmm.
And she used to take money from all my aunts and uncles in January, and every week that she would go out and meet them and save that money for them and for document Christmas the time. Money for Christmas time. And then in December, she would give everybody back their money so they weren't stressed about money when it came to Christmas and they were able to buy their kids stuff.
Ursula, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. But you know, you see, I actually really, this is where I'm segueing now to a totally different topic, but I...
This better be a good segue.
No, but I really am great at this time of the year,
yep,
for sure, is one of the times that I'm the most grateful for my wealth principles, yeah, because I've had years and years gone by, yep, where I wasn't set up. Like this is years gone by. I don't even remember that time anymore. It feels like, you know, so long ago, but I wasn't set up, and it just breaks, it breaks you emotionally, not just financially, emotionally, because you feel like, it's not just the presents and stuff you got to get, because like I said, we don't do that and we've never really done that, but it's more so the strain of having not, yeah, having enough in the times where you're down. So like down as in you're not we don't spend as much money when we're out working, because obviously we're out working, so I'm not out, you know, of an evening as often as you are in the summertime and when you're on a break. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
And it just used to be like, oh my God. Now the fact that everything's just set up and I don't have to worry about it is like the biggest gift,
yeah,
ever.
Yeah, you know, because at the end of the day, you know, it was – Christmas time was created for commercial purposes, mm, you know, that's the whole reason it was created. So if it's created for commercial purposes, and it is a holiday time, and you don't want to be fucking stressed.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't want to, because most of the people who you'll say to them, you know, how do you find Christmas? And they go, oh, I fucking hate Christmas. It's because, you know, it's because they have to spend so much money and it creates so much debt, and then it gets them into the new year struggling financially. Mm. But that's just a lack of organisation.
So basically what we're saying is that there's a way to set yourself up without having to stress out too much, mm-hmm, but also enjoy a break. That's what we want for people, really, ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
So what's the top tip you would say for that? Like, which is number one tip?
Well, my number one tip would be to make sure that you have the wealth principles in place.
Mm.
And I just think that that's just a fucking no-brainer, and that you're not worrying about money anymore. But also that you say, it's like, here's a really good top tip. If you're holding Christmas at your place, do not be cooking the food when everybody turns up. Have everything prepped before everybody turns up, so that when everybody turns up, you're actually able to be with your family.
And I think that that's probably a good analogy for everything else. It's, yeah, like everything else we've been talking about, because my top tip will be prepared. Like if you want to have an outcome, be prepared for that outcome that you want. Get yourself in the zone to be able to get to that, like that, so that you're not starting January, February off on a, you know, on the wrong foot. As such, that you know what your plan is, you know where you're going, and then in the meantime, you can just chill out and enjoy the time,
yeah,
whilst knowing that life is still working for you in the background. So and it doesn't really get clear with what it is you want.
It doesn't mean that you're not going to have that. I mean, I get that niggling thing. You know, I take a lot of time off in January and December. And I do that because I want to spend time with my children. But I do have this niggling thing kicks in where I'm like, okay, what's happening with the business? What's going on? What do we need to do with that? So this year was really about making sure that I didn't go through that again, mm-hmm. that I knew, you know, that at the beginning, throughout this December, January, that I could have a break, but also know that I've with traction happening.
Absolutely.
Cool. Okay. Ev, give us your little riff of your favorite Christmas song. Last Christmas,
I gave you my heart, but the very next day, you gave it away.
Gave it this year, the semi-frontier. I always thought it was the semi-frontier.
To save me from tears.
But do you know how many people out there thought it was the semi-frontier?
Oh, no, that was just you.
No.
I'm sure
I'm not alone
you.
In this. You know, he died on Christmas Day.
No.
George Michael.
I know.
Yeah, anyway. See you, kids. See you, dude. Happy Christmas.
Bye.